The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Coltrane Carlson of Raccoon Valley Radio and Aaron Summers of Pocahontas Record Democrat. Coltrane, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Okay, thank you, Senator Grassley. Well, as everybody knows, the Senate and the House came to an agreement most recently to avert a partial government shutdown in the waning moments of the deadline on September 30th. And now we're kind of fully funded here through the federal government through mid-November. It was reported that a handful of House Republicans kind of were holding up that process, that approval. Do you think that was the right move considering people's jobs and services were at stake at the time there?
Well, I'm going to go beyond your question because your question would imply a handful of people holding up, extending it. It got done. So that's a fact. We have not shut down the government. But it was extended for 45 days, government being funded. And with the House of Representatives voting Speaker McCarthy out of the speakership, we're losing a whole another week or maybe 10 days of that 45 days, and that's a horrific situation we're in, that we're important time to get the 12 appropriation bills passed as opposed to waiting until Christmas to pass one omnibus great giant appropriation bill. And the 12 bills is the way it should be done. It's just making it more impossible to get that done in these 45 days. So I think the speakership battle is more of a problem than the fact that we had five or six people holding it up on the Saturday that we were in session to make sure government didn't close down. Let's go to the next person.
Thank you, Senator. What steps should the United States be taking right now to help Israel?
I think that we're taking lots of steps to help Israel, and they're all indirect, showing America's support for Israel, which has been a situation for 60 or 70 years. Nobody doubts that the United States supports the creation as well as the stability of the state of Israel, as well as condemning this attack by Hamas. We're standing firmly behind them. We're telling the whole world we're doing it, and we're backing it up by sending military equipment, if it's needed, to that area. And they're arriving today from the Western Mediterranean, from the Persian Gulf area through the Red Sea to that part of the Mediterranean close to Israel. And hopefully none of that has to be used, but it's there if it does have to be used. And then we're working in the Congress to make sure that when the speakership is filled and the Senate is in session, we can give the resources to Israel that they're going to need. Next.
Senator, the 2018 Farm Bill has surpassed that so-called deadline at the end of September, and there's been no new Farm Bill that's been approved as of now. Can you explain the status of where that new Farm Bill is at and what happens to all those programs that are included in the current one that since we've passed the deadline?
Well, if you had asked me that question in July, I would have been very positive about getting a bill done by Christmas so we wouldn't have to have a one-year extension. Then I was still hoping in September, but now 2 weeks into October, I think the only thing we have left to do is a one-year extension of the existing Farm Bill, and that would include all of the programs that are in the 2018 Farm Bill, all being extended for 1 year. Next.
Governor Ron DeSantis was in Pocahontas campaigning yesterday, and one of the things he said was a call for congressional term limits. As someone who served in Congress for a few decades. What are your thoughts on term limits? And in context, he was speaking about Senator Dianne Feinstein dying in office in her 90s and her effectiveness in the last year or so as a senator.
Well, let me tackle the last question first. She was a person that believed in working in a bipartisan way. And for 4 years, I was chairman of the committee, and she was a ranking Democrat. And even though she's liberal, I'm conservative, we were able to have a good working relationship. And that good working relationship even led us to working together on some pieces of legislation that would be become law. And then we also worked very closely on another less important group of people called the International Narcotics Control Caucus, which we call the Drug Caucus for short. And and sometimes she was chairman of that when the Democrats were in the majority. And when the Republicans were in the majority, I was chairman, and we worked very closely on the Drug Caucus. On your first question on term limits, it's been quite a few years since I have voted for term limits, but at least two or three times in the period of time that I've been in the United States Senate, I have voted for term limits, and that would be 2 6-year terms, or for the House of Representatives, it would be 6 2-year terms, so about 12 years serving in the Congress. So I would vote the same way if it came up again. Next.
Senator, former President Donald Trump is facing an unprecedented amount of indictments and going through a civil trial currently. Are you surprised that the former president continues to do so well in the polls as the leading Republican candidate to get the nomination for his next presidential bid?
Well, I think it is surprising, but considering the fact that statistics speak better for themselves than Chuck Grassley can, I think the fact that he has this happening to him has really enhanced his chances of getting the Republican nomination. And I believe it comes from the fact that people, particularly Republicans, see the political bias in this prosecution, and even people in Attorney General of New York being elected on a platform that she was going to prosecute Trump is adequate proof of the political bias. But also at the federal level, political bias. You see it all the time in how Hillary Clinton got away with destroying documents, and Trump is being prosecuted for keeping documents, not destroying them, but keeping them. So I think it's this unequal application of the law that has strengthened him the way your question implies, and I think it's an accurate question. Okay, the next question will be the last one.
Thank you, Senator. What are some steps that Congress can or is taking to slow or even reverse some of the inflation that's affecting so many Americans right now?
Well, I think that if we ever get it done the way the McCarthy-Biden agreement in early June agreed that we weren't going to spend any more money in 24 than we spent in 23, and that there was only going to be a 1% increase for 25 is evidence that we have learned a lesson, and it's not a lesson that Republicans have to learn, because there were trillions of dollars spent after Biden was elected president and the Democrats controlled both houses of Congress, trillion dollars that were spent that fed the fires of inflation. So cutting back on that spending is very, very important to get inflation under control. Thank you all very much for your participation.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Coltrane and Aaron, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.